Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Fourth down, here we go. Shador to throw, pressured, rolling out to the right. Got to throw it, throws, knocked down, incomplete. Roquan Smith with the pass breakup.
And that brought to an end what was a very exciting football game. A football game that had a defense that really played its you-know-what off, did a nice job. A couple of big plays killed them because the defense was in a position where it had to win the game by itself, and it didn't. And you had two young quarterbacks, neither one of them phenomenal, and the offense put up 6 points. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. Ravens getting the win over the Browns yesterday, Andy. It was an exciting game, and, man, the defense played well.
I don't even know where to start with this thing. I do know this, that they have 2 wins for the season and that all of the rhetoric that's going on now will go on all today, will go on all week. It just needs to be tempered by the fact that they are a 2-win team. And everything that happens moving forward, I just think you have to look at the big picture on this team. I know we're going to have conversations today about Shedeur Sanders left and right.
Dylan Gabriel.
I think it's more, I mean, I hate to say it, but I feel like it's more about Shedeur. But, and some of the path that took us to where we are right now, again, 2 wins. I think that's the bottom line for me. And I'm not going to get irrational about any of this stuff. I truly believe in what I believe right now because I think people.
Well, what do you believe?
Well, here's what I believe. I believe Shedeur Sanders, if, you know, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, so I don't want to give everything away, but if this was a redshirt season for him, the Browns would have been better off in the beginning of the season saying, it's a redshirt season, and they probably should have hung on to one of their veteran quarterbacks if they truly wanted to redshirt him this year. You know, that's part of it. I think Shedeur is young. I don't think anyone ever thinks about that at all. I also, you know, Gabriel's just because of his time in college is a little bit older, and I think that's one of the reasons. I'm tired of trying to determine where he should have been drafted. It doesn't matter anymore. He was taking snaps for the Browns yesterday. I have all these like thoughts, and Shedeur, like, who knows? When he said yesterday that was the first time he had taken a snap with some of the first teamers, I was just shell shocked because I thought he was getting some of those reps during the week, late in practice. But, you know, Kevin verified that yesterday. And so, like, he was just excited to be on the field with Jerry Jeudy yesterday. Like, that you can't put a guy who is one snap away from playing in a position to have never played with guys on the field before. Like, that.
That's the way the NFL works.
No, the minute they decided to make him the number two quarterback is the minute they should have found 4%, 3% of the reps for him in practice. You can't, they knew he was one play away. I get it. If they would have said he's redshirting in the beginning of the year and that they hung on to one of the veteran quarterbacks, it all would have made sense. But the minute they decided to make him the number two quarterback, you have to be prepared. And I'm not saying you've got to be prepared to start. You've got to have some kind of rhythm with the offense. And to me, it's just, it was mind-blowing like the excitement you could see in his eye that he had the chance to go play with the first teamers. Like, that's mind blowing to me that they couldn't carve out 4% of practice, 3% of practice to have your number two quarterback. Doesn't matter what his name is, doesn't matter where he is on the roster. I cannot believe that. And Kevin said it yesterday about rookie quarterbacks. Like, I understand they want Gabriel ready and they know he's a rookie quarterback and he needs all that stuff. But when you decided to make your number two quarterback another rookie, he needed some reps. And I'm okay with what he did at the end of the game.
That makes some sense. It's just not the way it's usually done in the NFL. It makes some sense.
But how often do you have two rookie quarterbacks like the way they do in this position?
I get
position?
It, yeah. But that's just not the way it's usually done in the NFL. Tyvus Powell, yesterday in the postgame show, Tyvus is going to join us at noon, by the way. Mm-hmm. I said, Tyvus, explain this, and he said, backups never get any reps. I know that, covering the league for decades. That's the way it works. That said, your point's accurate. It would have been nice had the guy had a chance to work with some of these fellas. I flashed back yesterday to Joe Thomas introducing himself. I believe it was to Josh Johnson when he came on the field to play quarterback. Joe said,
"No, it was Blake Hansen, wasn't it? Hi, my name is Blake. Do you remember that one?
No.
Yeah, that was another one of those.
That was Baker talking to an offensive lineman.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Joe Thomas introduced himself to the quarterback when he came out on the football field, and I think it was Josh Johnson." But that's just the way this works in the NFL. I'm not going to yell and scream.
I'm not either. I'm not yelling.
They didn't get snaps to him. Okay, they're trying to prepare the other guy to play because the other guy in their mind is further along and they liked him more, at least for now. We'll talk about Shadur all day. We'll talk about Dylan all day. I thought Dylan looked a little bit better yesterday. I saw some progress. I thought Shadur had some moments where I thought that's interesting. And he had some others. It's like, well, that's why he's not playing. And that's all okay.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
it's
okay. And I'm not going to sit here and defend the coaching staff. I'm not going to defend Shadur. Shadur looked like a guy. For instance, Andy, that on the final drive, that pass to Harold Fannin over the middle for 25 yards to get it down to the, I believe it was the 35.
Inside the 40.
It was a nice pass.
It was a nice pass.
It was a nice pass.
By the way, the almost touchdown pass was a nice pass, too. I thought it was.
I thought that was
great coverage.
I thought
if he moves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Forward, it's pass interference. If Larvadan moves forward, it's pass interference.
Well, to me, what that was, hey, Travis, I'm going to throw this up, and since you're the Heisman Trophy winner and going to be the second overall pick, you'll make the play. Mm. Gage Larvadan is not Travis Hunter. And that said, Gage had a chance to make that catch.
So, he did.
So, but that's what I saw a lot on tape watching Shadur when he was at Colorado, was, hey, I'm going to throw it because Travis is going to go get it. Well, he didn't have Travis Hunter yesterday, and he didn't have anybody with his skill set yesterday at wide receiver. And that's a different type of thing that he's going to have to get used to. I thought Shadur was not good yesterday. That's okay. That's okay. He had never played in an NFL game. He was 4 of 16. I mean, that's atrocious. But
he knew it, though. He knew it after the game.
Sure, yeah. But that's okay. I mean, if you expected him to go out and just light it up, I think you were delusional. And if he had, it would have been awesome. Would have been awesome. But he showed some things that made me think, okay, let's work on it and let's let him develop. And that's okay. You know, a guy who, for instance, when Baker came in and played in his first game, when Tyrod Taylor got hurt, mm-hmm. Baker was better. Well, guess what? Baker was the number one overall pick. They expected him to be better. And where a guy is drafted might tell you what teams think about how he needs developed. And that's, to me, that's what this was about. That's what it was about. He ended up with two quarterbacks, Andy. Neither one of them right now, look like the answer at quarterback. That doesn't mean they can't become the answer at quarterback. But given this situation the Browns are in, with two number ones next year, two rookie quarterbacks right now, opportunities, some free agents, it'll be really interesting for us to watch and talk about how they approach this. Because, man, they have to find a quarterback, whether it's one of these two guys, whether it's a veteran, and they drop him in for a while, whether it's somebody they draft next year. And guess what we're going to be talking about now till draft day and beyond.
Here's the point, the other point about Sanders. At the end of the game, they asked the kid to drive 80 yards with limited, you know, the offensive line.
65.
Is that where they were? It was back there. They asked him to drive the ball 65 yards. He didn't have the luxury of being able to get them in field goal range either to try to, you know, tie the game. They're down a touchdown.
Well, they were down a touchdown because the offense was putrid in the second half and not much better in the first.
But that's not the point. Right. The point for me on this is...
he's the quarterback. They had no choice but to ask him to do that.
I know. And he put them in a position to be within inches of tying the game in his first, everyone's got a first day at work, don't they? And it never goes perfect. And sometimes you got to figure out how to log into the computer. You got to figure out where the bathrooms are. You got to figure out where the supply closet is. You got to figure out how to do that.
Supply closet's really good to know.
It is, especially if you run out of pens.
You can get pens.
I just think that, I mean, yesterday was his first day at the office. And, you know, like he said after the game, it's the first time he's been hit in a year. I can't sit here and crush him. I think that the problem I have with the entire situation is if the Browns just would have been open and honest, and we're going to talk about this, you know, probably coming up, that Jason Lloyd had said that the Browns had planned on redshirting him this year. Why didn't they just come out and say that in the beginning of the year? So there would be zero expectations. So there would be, unless things go...
You still would have had people screaming.
Well, that's okay. At least we would have known what the expectations were. And why didn't they hang on to a veteran quarterback? Why didn't they hang on to one of those guys? I just don't get it. It doesn't. And Jeff, you know, we talk about how it normally, you know, the backups don't get time. You know why? A lot of those backups have already played in the league and they've already had experience somewhere else where they had to cut their teeth a little bit. It's not all, you know, how many, you know, fifth round picks are starting right now at quarterback or have the opportunity to start this week at quarterback in the league that are rookies, you know,
that are rookies.
Yes.
Well, how many third rounders? That's Dylan Gabriel.
You know, right, I mean, yeah, that's a great point.
It's the same deal.
That's a great point. And so it was his first day at work yesterday. I'm not going to sit here and look at the overall picture. The Browns did not set this up for success. That is the total bottom line. You drafted two quarterbacks. You put yourself in this position. You drafted a guy who is extremely popular, and that was evident when he came in the game yesterday. That crowd got electric. And then when Larvidan had the chance to catch that touchdown, the crowd was like still like, and then it was dead silence afterwards.
Look, I think it's fair
they
to say
they put Gabriel in a horrible spot too. They did. I mean, they never really give this like you. They put him in a position after that when they drafted Sanders to not have any chance of having him being embraced by the city. It's just and it was evident yesterday again. The backup quarterback is always the most popular guy. And when you've got a guy who's already popular, it makes it even harder for success. If they just would have been honest in the beginning of the season and said Sanders is going to redshirt, it would have changed the whole dynamic. Would have for me.
I think that's perception. At some point, things change sometimes and things change here. I think this is fair to say. You tell me what you think. If the entire goal this year was to win football games,
mm-hmm.
Okay. If the entire goal was to win football games, then you don't trade Pickett. You probably don't trade Flacco. And you start Bailey Zappe once you do trade both of those guys. Bailey Zappe's actually won a couple of games in the league. He was 4-4 in New England.
And where will Zappe be this week? By the way, they had no emergency quarterback. If Sanders got hurt yesterday, what were they doing? That's a question that gets asked if they win yesterday.
Question. But I think their goal this year, Andy, was twofold. Try to win football games while seeing if you have a quarterback for the future, which I get. I get that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.